Imagine thinking long and hard about something, both logically and objectively, to determine the best action to initiate to effectively deal with the situation. You've come up with the best possible solution. You're determined to take this action. But before you take this action, somehow, some way, you've become uneasy, unsure about this action. Illustration. You want a new car. In fact, you may need a new car. You've completed all the research regarding the car that you want. You've crunched all the numbers. You've even secured the financing. However, for whatever reason, you can't seem to bring yourself to buy the car. Perhaps you're worrying about being able to meet all your financial requirements if you take on this new and additional debt. Maybe there's a past situation that has you fearful, that has you dreading the possibility of placing yourself in a position to have to ask family members and or friends for help. Now you're at war. You're at war within yourself, trying to determine what to do. What's the best move? What is the correct path forward? That, my friends, is internal conflict. In this episode of Essential Discourse, I will identify in greater detail, one, what internal conflict is and what causes internal conflict. Two, how internal conflict can negatively impact us. Three, steps we can deploy to lessen the effects of internal conflict. And finally, four, how to make the best decision possible despite being conflicted.
You're listening to Essential Discourse with Bruce Smith. This is the podcast that examines the perplexities of real life from a holistic perspective. Bruce is committed to delivering honest and crucial dialogue that is transformative and, with his guests, will not only identify problems, but also bring forward solutions that are relevant, restorative, reasonable, and reliable. Thanks for listening. Let's return to the podcast. Here's your host, Bruce Smith.
The word picture I painted in the introduction is one of many portraits of internal conflict. Have you ever thought about what's the cause of these struggles? How do logical decisions feel both careless and cautious at the same time? I submit, when these arguments surface, it is the result of our minds being in opposition with our hearts. For simplicity, think of it this way. Our minds, which is our logic, suggest a solution that our hearts, which is our values and our morals, challenge. Our hearts and our minds are in opposition of each other. As a result of this challenge, as a result of this conflict, we're left to ponder, what is the correct move? So what is internal conflict? It is an inner struggle that affects our mental and or emotional state or being. To be more specific, an internal conflict occurs when we must make a moral or ethical decision that pushes against our logical reasoning. It's choosing between what's right and or what's wrong. It is deciding what would be considered to be good or bad. And we make these decisions without having the certainty that our decisions are correct. Internal conflict is to have two conflicting yet coexisting psychological thoughts, beliefs, impulses, feelings, and or desires competing against each other at the same time. This is a mental struggle that can occur at any point of life and can be triggered by a number of things, to include but not limited to our relationships, work commitments, religious beliefs, moral standpoints, social ideologies, and etc., etc., etc. To understand internal conflict, we must look at our hearts and our minds in a more critical manner. Our hearts have a type of intelligence that is nonlinear. Nonlinear speaks to it's not a straight path from A to B. Our hearts are hypersensitive, and our hearts are often very conceptual. What am I saying? There is no formula or set rules that are attached to the heart's intelligence. Therefore, it's up to us to tune into the voice within us, which is often what causes us to question our logic. Our minds is the center for our logical reasoning. It is in opposition oftentimes to our hearts. Our minds compute possible solutions, decisions, and choices based on finite facts we can see, touch, smell, hear, and or taste. Internal conflict occurs when thoughts based on tangible concepts collide with intangible, non-linear intelligence of our hearts. Nearly all internal conflict is a result of one or a combination of the following things. 1. Desires. 2. Needs. 3. Duty. 4. Fear. And 5. Expectations. Desire. Something that we want. Not necessarily a need, but a want. Let's go back to the illustration of the car. Maybe I just want a new car. I want to do something nice for myself. Or it could very well be a need, something that I require for my survival. I can certainly see that having a reliable vehicle would be a need for me to get to a job so that I can earn an income so that I can take care of what I need to take care of, specifically me and my family. Duty. Some obligation we feel is right or necessary that may challenge our personal values and belief system. This is where many of us find ourselves in an internal conflict. Fear, a strong worry that drives us. Again, go back to the car illustration. I don't want to have to ask my family for help. I don't want to have to ask my friends for help. I'm a man. I should be able to do this. But that's not the only type of fear. We may have a fear of failure, which we pretty much just spoke about. A fear of being disappointed. Many of us close ourselves off because we've been disappointed in the past and it hurts. And maybe we thought we were a good judge of character, but we've been disappointed so many times. Maybe it's a fear of being a disappointment to someone else. Or maybe it's just a fear of not reaching a goal that we set for ourselves. And there are many, many other fears that causes us to be in a state of internal conflict. And finally, expectations. Something we feel obligated to do or be because of what somebody else thinks or has an expectation of for us to accomplish. So now that we've defined internal conflict and some of the things that cause internal conflict, let's look at some of the negative effects of internal conflicts. Negative consequences for unresolved internal conflict can present as both physical and mental symptoms. Let's look at the mental effects first. Deep guilt. And not just any kind of guilt. It's guilt about normal and natural things, which can lead into self-doubt or a low self-esteem or self-worth, which can then lead to a feeling of being powerless regarding our future, our dreams, and or our goals, which could lead to a feeling of stagnation in regards to what we're trying to do. Regardless of what steps we try to implement, we feel like we cannot advance further. We're stuck. And being stuck could lead one into becoming hopeless. The old heads back at the crib used to say, "Show me a hopeless man. Show me a man without any hope, and I'll show you one of the most dangerous creations ever created." And of course, without hope, one can easily fall into depression. And depression could lead to self-harm. Let's look at the physical effects. Worrying creates stress. Battling within yourself creates stress. What are the effects of stress? Well, your hair may begin to fall out. You may develop high blood pressure. And when you develop high blood pressure, you may develop migraine, headaches. And if you don't get this under control, you could eventually have a stroke or a heart attack. That's the extreme. But have you ever had internal conflict as we defined it, and you're just agitated all the time? You find yourself lashing out at people for minute things, for things that are not that big, but you make a mountain out of a molehill. We just become unpleasant company. That's because we're agitated, because we're at war within ourselves. And of course, finally, since nobody else is experiencing the same internal conflict that I'm experiencing, no one understands me. I feel misunderstood. Now, I think we can all agree that battling one or more of these symptoms is exhausting. It has to be. And we've already identified that not only is it exhausting, it could become deadly. We've identified what it is, what causes it, the negative effects of internal conflict. Now let's look at how we can resolve internal conflicts. Recently, I've had the pleasure of being instructed in integrity and in accountability. Specifically, it's called the integrity of accountability and the accountability of integrity. Integrity. Personally, I found that being integritas is the first step in resolving many of life's perplexities. This is especially true regarding internal conflicts. We must commit to learning what the issues are, to be courageous enough to address those issues, and to be brutally honest with ourselves, acknowledging the fact that we have issues that no one else can see, which are affecting us in negative ways. So the first piece in resolving internal conflicts is to be a person of integrity, self-integrity. The second piece is accountability. You guessed it, specifically, self-accountability. Accountability is the assurance that an individual is evaluated on his or her performance and or behavior related to something for which he or she is responsible for. Every individual is responsible for himself or herself. We are responsible for our performances and our behaviors. Therefore, will we not be liable to make the proper adjustments to our perspectives that facilitate an opportunity for growth and development? I know something's wrong with me. So ultimately, it's my duty to correct that problem. And I know some of you agree. Some of you are agreeing. You're shaking your head yes right now. And others are saying, okay, but how? Well, let's look at it in three aspects. The first aspect is to identify and acknowledge the conflict. I want to read you a quote from David Foster Wallace. David says that the truth will set you free, but not until it's finished with you. This is a true statement, but we have to dig beneath the surface to fully understand what's being said. Yes, truth sets you free from deception, from lies. But the truth, the second part of this, but not until it's finished with you. When is truth ever finished with us? Never. So we have to engage truth and maintain walking and living in truth. Not our truth, not somebody else's truth, but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The second phase of resolving internal conflict is to explore the origin of the conflict. Typically, these internal conflicts are deeply rooted in our religious beliefs from our upbringing. It could be the way that we was raised, what we were raised to believe, what we have come to accept as truth, but it really isn't. Therefore, when we transition as a result of self-enlightenment, this new knowledge pushes against the things that we were raised up to believe. The third phase of resolving internal conflict is to calm our minds and to find the solution. You know, our minds can be going 100 miles per hour in 1,000 different directions. And it's absolutely no way we can resolve anything with our minds running that fast in so many directions. That's why it's important for us to calm our minds, to focus on one issue at a time. I know you want to get it done fast. We want it instant. We want to be able to push 30 seconds on our internal and non-linear thoughts and have it done. But just as Rome wasn't built in one day, neither will you and I be built or perfected in one day. So we've got to focus on one issue at a time. We have to focus on being better this moment than we were in the last moment. Find comfort. Find comfort in what you really want and need by developing the courage to do the following. Let go of any residue of guilt and shame. It happened. That's a fact. It happened. You can't do anything to change it. The only thing that you can do is learn the lesson of that experience and apply it going forward so that you don't repeat whatever you did to feel that way again. We've got to learn to invest into ourselves. What do I mean by investing in ourselves? Well, we got to seek out wise counsel to help us process these feelings and to support us as we develop new insights into these emotions and thoughts. Invest in what? Well, we've got to invest in a therapist, a counselor, invest in spending time with someone with more life experiences than we have, who we can be assured is a wise person and who has our best interest at heart. And we have to find and maintain a healthy balance between our logical intelligence and our non-linear intelligence. Ghetto Boys has a song that says, "My mind's playing tricks on me." And there are three scenarios that they talk about when their minds had them believing that certain things were happening that weren't. And I'm sure if you think hard enough, you can think of various situations in your life where your mind has played tricks on you. Someone told a lie and it caught on in our free world that the heart never lies. I'm here to tell you that your heart is devious. Your heart will lie to you quicker than your enemy will lie to you. So that's why it's important to find a healthy balance between this logical intelligence, your mind, and this non-linear intelligence, which is your heart. And investing in yourself and seeking wise counsel, trained counsel, will help you to be able to do these things. So we've defined what internal conflict is and what causes it. We have gone over the negative effects of it, and we have just covered how to resolve internal conflicts. So let's look at that fourth and last point, which is, how do we make the best decisions possible despite being conflicted? Integrity. We spoke about it earlier. We have to commit to becoming profoundly self-aware. A part of that is to introduce yourself to the person that you are becoming. Embrace this journey. Own this journey. And because it is your journey, practice trusting yourself regardless to what others may think. This will come as a result of you investing in yourself. It never hurts to have somebody to talk you through what you're going through. No man is an island. I need you. You need me. We need each other. Not only to survive, but to thrive. An internal conflict does not have to take us out. There is a remedy. Some of the remedies I have outlined in this podcast. Hopefully, this has been an episode that has resonated with you, that has helped you and that you feel comfortable with sharing with someone else who may be battling, who may be at war with themselves at this very moment. I pray for your success. I pray for your enlightenment. I pray that the blessings of our Creator continues to fall fresh on you, and that His grace and His mercy continue to reign and rule in each and every one of our lives. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Essential Discourse with Bruce Smith. Peace and blessings be unto you.
This concludes this episode of Essential Discourse with Bruce Smith. We hope that your perspective has been elevated, that you have been edified, equipped, and encouraged as a result of listening today. If you found value in this episode, please recommend this podcast to your friends, families, associates, and colleagues. You can accomplish this by linking the podcast or podcast episode to your personal social media page. Your feedback and questions are welcomed. Please utilize the Facebook business page, Essential Discourse with Bruce Smith, or the Facebook group page, Essential Discourse Podcast Community, to provide your feedback. Additionally, please feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast streaming app. For additional information about the podcast, the host, guests, and more, please visit www.edpshow.com. Until next time, remember, it's okay to extend yourself a measure of grace. We learn to grow. We grow to mature. We mature to be perfected. Thanks again for listening to Essential Discourse with Bruce Smith.